On the show today, we have Seawater Cooler's Tim McAlpine and Matt Davis launching Talk Shop from their Disruption 17 conference. Check it out for all the details. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Mr. Matt Davis from Gamify and Mr. Tim McAlpine from Currency Marketing. How are you, gentlemen?
Doing well, great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Happy summertime to both of you guys. We were just talking about vacation plans before the recording here, so you guys are packing up and getting ready to head out on your extreme holidays, so have fun, you two guys. But before your vacations, let's talk a little Talk Shop, what you guys are starting, kind of on the heels of CU Water Cooler. But wait a minute. Tim, I have a question for you before we talk a little Talk Shop. What is going on in Canada with not being able to use the term bank or banking? What's going on up there, Tim?
it's definitely, it's getting almost more press in the U.S. because you guys are pretty much freaking out over it.
We are.
But as are we. So OSFI, the federal regulator for banks, has decided to write a letter to basically say, hey, you can't use the three Bs, bank, banking, or banker. And even though it's been in their rules and legislation for a long time, they finally decided to kind of act on it. And credit unions have been using these terms in Canada for like 100 years.
Yeah.
Right. And so there's speculation. It's not really definitive of why now, but some of the thinking is, well, credit unions are getting larger. There's now a federal charter. So some of the big ones might be marching across Canada. And in addition to that, there's the fintech threat. So you have a lot of non-bank actors kind of using these terms. Mm-hmm. And so credit unions are being lumped into that. And so it's really kind of activated the credit union industry more than I've ever seen.
Yeah.
The CCUA, our national association, has really lobbied against this leading up to and now after. We'll see if they roll it back. But it's not only is it like a rule, they are threatening criminal charges. And so to directors
that.
And executive of credit unions, if they do not remove this language from their marketing, signage, etc., they could be locked up. So it's pretty crazy.
Is that like the tag on the mattresses?
Don't rip off the tag?
If it is, I'm in for 20 years.
I have multiple life terms coming up, so...
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, criminal and fines, right? And so some credit unions are really using it. I mean, not only does it say online banking on their website, but it says banking on their buildings,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It might say banking, insurance, investments, and it's ABC Credit Union. I've been trying to think. I don't know if there are any parallels where an industry kind of has multiple iterations all using the same terminology. Mm-hmm. I just can't think of it. And so the credit union argument has been that, well, we're not calling ourselves banks, we're just using the verb,
the term
banking.
Yeah.
Right. And so it's definitely, there's arguments on both sides, and we'll see where it plays out.
That's like Mercedes-Benz saying you can't use the term car, or Adidas, you can't use the word shoe or something like that. I don't know. It's just, I just saw it and I nearly fell out of my chair. And I'm like, hey, I'm going to ask Tim about it. He's a fellow Canadian.
Yeah.
So,
I think from the U.S. standpoint, I mean, legislation would have to be changed, enacted, mm-hmm. laws and so forth. But in Canada, those laws existed. And
oh,
so
they existed.
There are, okay. Yes, exactly. And they've existed for a long time. And they're just finally kind of enforcing them.
Wow.
And there are exceptions, like in that Bank Act, there are exceptions like you can, a food bank, a gene bank,
mm-hmm.
But there are no exceptions on others using the term where it's not actually in their name, right? And so, and there isn't another term. So credit unions would really have to invent new terminology.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You don't do your credit unioning. Maybe you do your financial services. Like even right down to ABM, right? Credit unions in Canada were the first to have ABM, automatic bank machines.
Mm-hmm.
We tend to call them ATMs,
mm-hmm, right.
Automatic teller machine. But, mm-hmm. but still, that terminology cannot be used by credit unions by the law.
As
it's
the world
crazy.
Can. It is. It's so nutty. So nutty. Well, we I don't know if we want to look forward to seeing how that turns out, but it's just
I'm hoping the efforts. I'm hoping the efforts by all the credit union leadership and associations knock some sense into the regulators.
Yeah.
And they do an exception.
Yeah.
I can see their point on the new fintech startups, right? These unregulated entities in the marketplace saying, do your banking here, and there's no real backstop or insurance or regulation around them. But I think that there should be an exception to credit unions, which are as highly regulated as banks.
Oh, no doubt. Indeed, indeed. So, well, thank you for your take on that, Tim. I wanted to get that out of the way. We digressed just a little bit on a little, I think it's a semi-important tangent, especially in your neck of the woods, and it could affect us all down the road somewhere around here. But I want to talk about, originally we want to talk about this really cool twist that you guys have on your Sear water cooler. It formerly was known as the Symposium. Now it's called Disruption 17, which was just a slam dunk of a fantastic show. Once again, you guys are just really up in the ante each year. You're doing, I think you guys got this down pat now. You got it nailed, both of you guys. That's it's smart. It's such a fun, I don't even want to call it a conference, a gathering, a meeting, whatever you want to call it. It's just such a cool gig you guys have really created here, and is on such a wonderful run. But what you're doing now is even better. It's called Talk Shop, and I'm going to let you guys explain it because I'll mess it up. So Tim, Matt, whoever wants to go first here to tell us about Talk Shop, this cool thing you guys are doing on the heels of Disruption 17. Who wants to go first? Bueller, anyone?
Tim.
I can go.
Okay.
So Matt and I always have this discussion around how are we going to capture this beyond the actual venue. And so this year we were thinking, do we live stream it? But that kind of puts in a whole nother element of worry during the day. And it restricts people to actually like have their bums in their seat at their location.
Mm-hmm.
And so this year we decided to film them as we've done in the past. And as we were putting these together, I was thinking, man, these are so good. We should market them. And so from that was born this Talk Shop concept. Mm-hmm. And so we spoke to all of the speakers, got them involved, and we're offering all of the talks for sale. And so I think it's a unique twist on how to kind of capture what was done in person at a conference, but also get that information out to as many as possible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the key, Mike. I think that's the key, right, is you know, we've always kind of thought of our event as being the, sort of the TED Talks of the credit union space. And the way this works is not just to make this message resonate within the group that attends, but how do we make it easy for these ideas to spread? And so making the videos available at a really awesome price, I think, is one way to get there. Is to have, you know, whether you can make it in person to Madison or not, you have access to these talks, which in my view were terrific, just top to bottom, mm-hmm. just terrific,
mm-hmm.
and make these available. So maybe you as a CEO can get your team together and say, hey, let's every week for the rest of the year, let's watch one of these talks as a management team and talk about how do we sort of react to this or sort of rethink the way we're operating mm-hmm. based on this talk. And that's kind of the pie in the sky vision for this, is if we can spread these ideas, we can improve credit unions.
Yeah, because there's two things here, because these talks are obviously, they're very thought-provoking. They're not just kind of presentations delivering facts and figures and stats and all that type of stuff, which some of them do, and they're great, and everything revolves around that type of stuff. But they're just so thought-provoking. They really make, some of them are very uncomfortable. Some of them are just really like, gosh, you know, they just create really great discussions. And so it's just I thought it was just the perfect step to provide these to everybody, because you guys on purpose make your show very intimate. You on purpose, you make it small, and it sells out every year. So not everybody can go to this thing. And that's not the purpose of the show. And so now you can get these great presentations, these great talks out to everybody through this through the Talk Shop. And I think it's a phenomenal step. So
it's all done on e-commerce. You can put a talk into your cart and you get access to a private link. What we see it as is, it is a private link, but like Matt mentioned, it's for your credit union, mm-hmm. right? If you wanted to get people around for a lunch and learn. And I think what really translated well is we've always had short talks, whether that's Matt and I's ADD, attention deficit issue, or not. But that notion of a TED Talk being like 17 to 20 minutes, mm-hmm. and that's what these are. So we had 15 headliners that were within that, and then we had another format, which is our Pechacucha mm-hmm. talks. These are talks that are under 7 minutes, and so we've priced them accordingly. And then there's a bundle that puts them all together. So for $199.99, mm-hmm. You can buy all 22 talks.
Yeah.
And have access to it not only for yourself but your team.
Very cool.
Yeah, and so if I were a CEO, that's what I would do, right? I would buy the package and I would assign them to my team one a week and say, all right, watch this video on your own time, and then let's get together and let's talk about mm-hmm. How we should react to this as a group. Now you wouldn't want to hire me as your CEO, but that's the way I would do that. And I want to take a second to brag on Tim. Tim is obviously a creative mastermind, and he and his team put together just the most amazingly high quality videos you'll ever see. And so, as you saw, Mike, your talk was terrific.
Thank you.
We had a beautiful setting, a beautiful set, beautiful stage, beautiful acoustics, and Tim really packaged that all very, very well to really. If you compare these videos to what you'll see on TED.com, they're very similar in quality, mm-hmm. and we're pretty proud of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. The venue, like I think Tim, we talked at that lunch that first day, and I was just like, dude, you guys hit it out of the park with that venue. It's such a cool little, intimate, full of character and novelty, all that type of stuff. It's such a neat place. You guys just really hit it out of the park with the venue as well. So talked about it as well.
We've been on this kind of search for the perfect type of venue. And so we did 2 years in Indianapolis area. It was in a conference center, very nice. But then we moved to Nashville and it was in a museum.
Yeah, that was cool.
And it was pretty cool as well. But again, it was your setup chairs around tables. And then we had the notion, well, what if we went to a movie theater? And so we went to Austin, Texas, to the world famous Alamo Drafthouse Theater, and with like beer served at your seats and popcorn. And then we loved that so much, we went to Kansas City because they had an Alamo Draft House. But then all of that, there's always been, you're bringing in your own audio gear, right? And own audio techs and so forth. And so we, this time, that said, what if we sought out like a music house? Mm-hmm. And that's what we found in Madison at the Majestic. And it was my new love of my life is Dan, the audio guy. He was just amazing in the lighting. BFFs forever.
Touching.
Yeah, so
very touching.
From a technical and ambiance and just a really cool venue, yes, I think this is not only the type of place that we'll do forward, it just really hit it out mm-hmm. of the park.
And it was a Madison to boot, so.
Yeah. Which was handy for me. I lived here, so it's fun. We were able to stage a lot of the things at my house, and Tim came in a few days earlier, so that was really convenient for us. But one of the things that I think is interesting about this event, and we tried to plan for it, but looking back at the event, it's really amazing the breadth of content that we covered, right? And so anything from your talk about how you can use video to engage audiences, mm-hmm. which was terrific and mm-hmm. kind of a tactical how-to. To things like, how do we actually build a diverse organization? What is it like to be an African American in a predominantly white credit union system? What's it like to be a lesbian female CEO mm-hmm. In a credit union? Like mm-hmm. that's not a typical conference topic, but it was so well done and so well executed. That last one by Linda Bodie mm-hmm. is something that everybody should see. Mm-hmm. What does disruption look like from a fintech standpoint? What does disruption look like from a future technologies, current technologies, outside competition? We really covered it all, and we even covered what's the future state of the credit union system altogether. Mm-hmm. So Molly Bell from CUNA did an amazing talk about how they're rethinking engagement with credit unions and mobilizing them to attacks like we just see in Canada that we just mentioned earlier. What happens when there's an assault on credit unions? Who's going to be the organizing body that mm-hmm. helps mm-hmm. Coordinate the defeat of those types of actions? So I'm really pleased with the breadth of content and just the way they were executed. And Mike, you saw the Pechacuchas. That's probably the hardest format of any talk I've ever seen.
Every one of them killed it, man. Every one of them knocked it out of the park. Every one of them.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah. I'll tell you that I have not seen in my career a better description of why a credit union matters to their community, like David Klavitter's DuPaco story, for whom the, what was it, the St. Mary's Bell Toll?
Yeah.
I messed up the title. But yeah. David Klavitter, in a Pecha Kucha, 20 slides, 20 seconds apiece, did the most amazing job of communicating that credit union's difference. I've never seen anything like it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would recommend, if you're just going to pick you know, one short one, David Klavitter's is a terrific one.
Yeah.
And our keynote, after some back and forth discussion, Douglas Rushkoff, who we were just amazed to get, and then he delivered beyond. And so that's what really excited me, was when he agreed to be part of this talk shop and allow us to disseminate his message beyond just those almost 200 people in the room.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really interesting, mind-expanding talk. And his was 40 minutes. It was a double-length one. But it's part of that combo as well. And so, yeah, his talk was spectacular.
And
should
no
be seen by all leadership.
And no slides.
No slides. Yep. Yeah.
And he had everybody
on the and riffing off of the venue that we were in, right?
Yep.
I had seen him in a situation where there were 5,000 people in the room, right? That's the type of room that he usually speaks to.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought his message and tailored it to credit unions and really gave us action steps of how do we move forward in this new economy?
Mm-hmm. Which brings me back to Talk Shop is like, gosh, like I said at the top, I mean, these are not your ordinary run-of-the-mill conference presentations where it's filled with stats, facts, and figures. These are very disruptive, thought-provoking talks that, like Matt said, you guys can kind of gather around the conference table and pick them apart. And there's action items in there and stuff like that. So, go to talk. I mean, I'll have the link in the show notes and all that type of stuff for people to go check it out. Obviously, you guys have the website, and it's just a fantastic resource. And my other question is, like, is there any possibility of putting maybe some of the talks from the previous seawater coolers on there? Because those were some home run hitters as well.
We don't have all of them recorded and edited, but we do have quite a few of them that exist. I think for now we'll start with these 22. It's pretty overwhelming, but.
Yeah.
I think there's opportunity to build upon it in the future, offer different bundles, and so we're another just sort of let's put an idea out there and see if it sticks,
yep.
And I think this is a good one.
All right, I want to wrap up, guys, with what are any plans for Disruption 18 yet? Anything in the works yet, or are we still kind of coming down off the 17 high?
Preliminary plans exist. We're thinking early summer or late spring of 2018, and we are thinking about returning to Madison, Wisconsin. So details will be out soon about that. It was really one of the presenting sponsors was Member Loyalty Group, and CEO Michelle Bladorn got on stage, and she said, you know, and it about brought tears to my eyes, but she said, you know, what I've always liked about this event is, you know, Tim and Matt saw a need. They saw that the conference they wanted didn't exist, so they just created it.
Yep.
And, you know, whether it be these videos or whatever else, we think that there is a need for this type of information to be shared. It's not being covered anywhere else. And so while that gap still exists, Tim and I are excited to fill it.
Right on, yep. Right on. Tim, any final words?
Seawatercooler.com. That's where you can find all this stuff, plans for the next conference, as well as the talk shop. It's right there, front and center.
It's all
so
right there.
Seawatercooler.com.
Gentlemen.
And make sure that you get the Mike Lawson video. He was terrific.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
What a video.
Yeah.
You were.
Yeah, and we invited you because you've got something to say. You're always asking other people to say stuff, but I knew you would have something special to say, and then you delivered.
And Tim, you turned the tables on me when you interviewed me, and I got all flustered stuff. So that was fun.
All right.
Gentlemen,
thanks,
keep
Mike.
Stirring it up, guys. You guys are doing such a great job in anything that you guys do. So always happy to help you guys, and just honored to be a part of the Seawater Cooler as well. So thank you, and keep up the good work. All right, guys?
All right.
Thanks, Mike.